நீங்கள் SPS தமிழோடு இணைந்துள்ளீர்கள். sps.com.au/tamil எனும் இணையத்தின் மூலம் மேலும் பல சிறப்பான நிகழ்ச்சிகளை நீங்கள் கேட்கலாம்.
வணக்கம் அஸ்வினி அம்பிகை பாகல்.
வணக்கம்.
This is not the first time you have won in a local council election. How do you feel of your victory?
I think I'm very excited, particularly for our local area around representation on council. So the last time I was elected in, I was actually running as a number two candidate for the Mort Dow ward for Georges River Council. And so the number one candidate stepped down, he resigns, and through a count back process, I was elected. So I was kind of thrusted into it sort of midterm at the last council. So it was a bit of a learning curve, but it's nice to have some, I guess, not only for myself, but a great diverse team for our Labour councillors at Georges River Council.
On behalf of SBS Radio, we congratulate you on your victory. And we would like to know how your family took your victory.
Thank you so much. It means a lot, I think, also for my family. And I didn't grow up in a very politically engaged family, but we were also engaged on a lot of local issues. So they're very proud, and there's a bit of a diversity in my family. My grandfather, he's rest in peace, he passed away this year, but it was a well-known scientific writer, poet. My mum's a doctor, a psychiatrist based up in Port Moresby. I have a lot of family that are in the IT industry. And so for me to be going into politics is quite different, but they're very proud.
You also competed in a state election. And can you tell us the similarity and the differences between a state election and a council election?
So I did run in the state election last year as the Labour candidate for the seat of Oatley. It's a bit different. Local government is, for some people, might be a forgotten level of government, but it's a very crucial level of government because a lot of the community see the impacts on traffic and road issues, you know, public libraries, all those social services that we provide, rates, rubbish, all those kind of things. And there's a little bit of a difference, but there's also an overlap. So a lot of decision making, legislation at a state level has an impact on local government. And from a campaigning perspective, it's much smaller in local government compared to state election. But I think there is a big crossover on various issues where there's a lot of impact. So the experience was very different, but also had some similarities as well.
What have you planned as a council member to champion or take forward as your mandate?
Fantastic. Yeah, that's a really good question. At the tail end of the last term, something that I've been very passionate about is working on the issue around ticketless parking fines that council broadly across New South Wales have adopted for a number of years. And there had been a big increase on that usage. And we've now seen some legislation recently introduced in state government to make some reforms around improving the transparency and the fairness of issuing ticketless parking fines. So that's something that I'm very proud of and sort of put my neck out on this particular issue, especially in the time of cost of living. The other thing, particularly with this new council that I have now at Georges River Council, especially from a Labour perspective, we've got some new councillors, which is awesome, and wonderful local people who really want to make a difference. So making sure we've got a good collaborative culture across our council, and also focusing on issues around housing supply for a younger generation, and also improving some of those bread and butter issues that council should be championing, things like on development applications. Georges River Council hasn't been performing in that sense of delivering those DA applications compared to a lot of other councils. And that's something that I'd like to see with my councillors work towards improving those applications as well.
Great. So these are all plans for your local people. What are your future plans, Ashwini?
My future plans is just to do the best I can as a representative. Politics doesn't really play a big role of what party you're from, especially at a local government level. My personal plans is to do the best I can in my role as a local councillor, but also my full-time job on top of this. And a lot of people don't realise as a councillor, it's almost like a part-time job on your day-to-day. So I work at St. Vincent's de Paul Society as a regional director, and I really want to focus on making sure that we're going through some issues in our community on cost of living and making sure we can give a hand up and support these people who are really struggling with housing, with their rent and food. So for me, I just want to excel and be the best representative at this stage.
Wonderful. Congratulations again, Ashwini, and we wish you, on behalf of SBS Radio Tamil, all the very best in all your future endeavours. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Nandri Vadakkam. Thank you.
இது போன்ற மேலும் பல நிகழ்ச்சிகளை கேட்க வேண்டுமா? ஆப்பிள் பாட்காஸ்ட், கூகுள் பாட்காஸ்ட், ஸ்பாட்டிஃபை என்று பாட்காஸ்ட் கிடைக்கும் பல வழிகளில் நீங்கள் நிகழ்ச்சிகளை கேட்கலாம்.